Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The John Heyman Report brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, It's Good to Be a Guy by Merrick Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. John Heyman, is your head spinning on this trade deadline?
A little bit. It always does.
All right, let's
okay. We only got 5 hours to go.
I understand. I know. Let me get to the Yankees right now. They've already been very active with these deals. They add Lance Lynn. Are they going to do anything else in the next 4.5 hours?
Well, they're going to get a righty bat. There aren't a lot of great ones out there. I know they had a brief conversation about Jose Bautista. I don't think that's likely to happen. But they want somebody to come who can be a righty bat for now until Judge comes back. Obviously, they're without Sanchez. Frazier's still on the DL. So that's basically what they're looking for. It shouldn't be a big star because they've got threshold considerations. I know they're connected to Archer. They've now gotten two starting pitchers already, counting Lynn, who's going to be kind of a swing man to start things. So I don't see Archer as a likelihood at this point.
Were they ever in on Tommy Pham, who just got traded to Tampa?
I did not hear that as a possibility. I think the Yankees want to get somebody who's going to be comfortable being on the bench once Judge comes back. Tommy Pham was one of the best hitters in the National League last year. He had a disagreement with the Cardinals. They had an issue after he was renewed contractually, and boy, the Cardinals have a lot of things going on there that aren't good, you know, in the clubhouse, and they've already fired their manager. They've got a lot of issues, but I think Pham, being a starting player, I don't think the Yankees wanted to bring him into a situation where he's going to play, and then once Judge comes back, he's on the bench.
Why not another left-hand bat, a guy like Curtis Granderson? Why would they prefer a righty at this point?
Could be. I mean, right now, the people who are out are all right-handed, Judge, Sanchez, and Frazier. So, you know, it fits a little bit better, they think. But Granderson's a possibility. He certainly is has been a good player in New York, and he's having a pretty nice year with Toronto now, and he certainly would help them.
Will the Rays trade Chris Archer by four?
I think so. You know, he's been on the block every year for the last 4 or 5 years, so at least it seems that way. So I think that he's being told now that it's likely. So you know, likely doesn't mean definite, but I think they're working hard on it. I think the value's gone down a bit. They're probably a little disappointed with what they're hearing. He's not having a great year, but he does have that great contract. That's what everyone loves is that contract. He's $7 million this year, $9 million. $7 million next year, $9 million option, and an $11 million option. So, you know, it's $30 million for 3 more years. So teams like that, and San Diego has been one of those teams. Milwaukee needs a starter. Pittsburgh is another team in the mix. It's going to be tough for the Dodgers with the luxury tax, and the Yankees at this point, I think they've got their starters.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got six of them. Seven, yeah, if you want to include Justice Sheffield.
Right.
Is their plan right now to have Lynn be Adam Warren, but then kind of slip in when they have a lot of games in a row? They're beginning a stretch now where they're playing 20 straight games. They have a doubleheader coming up in August in Baltimore. Is his plan the plan for him just to be a swing guy as of now?
Yeah, I was told insurance, and I took that to mean if somebody gets hurt, then they can come in and be the fifth starter. But it could be like what you said. They could give guys a rest here and there a little bit. Of course, they're pressing right now. They want to beat the Red Sox out. It's not over yet. Obviously, Boston's got a bit of a lead, but they would like to avoid that wild card. So I think he'll mostly be in the pen unless somebody gets hurt or needs a real break.
Red Sox had Ian Kinsler. He'll probably play a lot of second base. I guess Nooney could play a lot of third base, too, with Devers out. What else for the Red Sox? What else can they do or will do?
They need to get bullpen. That was their priority. They've done three things, and they've done well for a team that doesn't have any prospects to trade. So give them credit. They got Steve Pierce. They got Eovaldi, who's really on a hot streak. He was for Tampa, and That was a nice pickup for them. And obviously Kinsler at second base, they were clearly worried about Pedroia. I think Nunez is better at third than he is at second. And Devers they have anyway once he comes off the DL. So really second base is what they needed to do. I'm sure they talked to Dozier and every other potential second baseman out there, but the best deal they found was this one for Kinsler.
Do you think that anything big would happen in the next 4.5 hours? I mean, Bryce isn't going to happen. Archer, I think, does qualify as big, but is there anything else of significance? Or are we looking at more of these kind of minor deals like we've seen over the last few days?
I mean, you know, they all seem significant to me as I'm in the middle of it. But, you know, I think Machado's the biggest deal that's going to happen. That happened basically at the All-Star game. You know, I think it's potentially Gausman could be traded from Baltimore. They're still talking to teams. Somebody of that ilk, you know, I see now Gio Gonzalez could be out there. So mid-rotation starters. So I would say Archer might be the biggest thing that's going to happen. You know, there might be names out there. I see McCutcheon's name out there. I'm not sure that he's going to get traded. San Francisco's got to make a decision. There are a lot of teams right on the cusp of what to do. St. Louis has clearly showed what they're doing. They're a seller. The Angels are clearly a seller. San Francisco, not sure, but they're not training Bumgarner. That was made clear to me. So we're not going to see that happen. You might see some interesting things. You know, L.A. needs to get or has the idea that they'd love to get below, even more below the luxury tax threshold, so maybe they could get a pitcher. So I could see them trading Puig. They were discussing Puig with the Orioles before he got hurt. And when he went on the DL, they made a different deal. They took Diaz and four prospects from Machado. But I could see Puig getting dealt, and that's a name. But in terms of major impact, you know, I think we're in my business, we're a little relieved right now that Bryce Harper have to chase Bryce Harper 50 different. It never made any sense to me. They're 5.5 games out. They're chasing two upstart teams. I know they've been dreadful this year. I know they don't love what's going on in the clubhouse right now with the Nats. But they want to keep Bryce Harper. They want to sign him long term. If you trade him, you've given that up. So I think this is a clear signal what they want to do.
I sort of agree with you in this regard. I think if you trade him to the Yankees, you trade him to the Phillies, dare would you do that inside your division, then I think you are definitely hurting your chances at re-signing him. But let's say they did make a deal with the Indians. We all know the Indians are not re-signing Bryce Harper, so would it really give up their chances of re-signing him? Wouldn't they just kind of be on the same playing field as everybody else and trying to assign him at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think they would be on the same playing field. But right now, keeping him and till the end, they get a little bit of a leg up, I think, on some other teams. Their relationship has been good. I mean, if you end up trading him, I think you're sending a message to him, and I think it's difficult. It's very rare that you trade a guy and then bring him back. It's happened. Was it Aguilera? I think it's happened a couple
times. Chapman. The Yankees did it.
Chapman, okay. It's happened a few times, but not of a player of this ilk.
Level, you're right. Will the Nationals sell off their other pieces? Gio Gonzalez, all the bullpen.
Yeah, it seems like they do want to get below that luxury tax threshold. I mean, I don't think that's such a great goal, but everybody loves that goal, and maybe that affects their ability to keep Harper, too, you know, if they get below the luxury tax threshold. And if you trade Harper, you're throwing in the towel. But if you trade a few relievers or even Gio Gonzalez, you haven't completely given up on the season. I don't think that season is dependent. I love Gio personally. I don't think it's dependent on Gio Gonzalez or a couple of relievers. So I could see them doing that just to get below the luxury tax.
What, if anything, do the Mets do in the next 4.5 hours?
Yeah, I'm not expecting a big trade deadline. Obviously, they had the big names early. There's no momentum toward DeGrom or Syndergaard. Matt Snow, the only one is Wheeler. And as of the last 2 or 3 days, I'm getting the feeling that he's pitching too well to trade him now, so they don't really love the idea unless they get something big for him. And you know, the other teams that are looking at him are looking at his total history, and the total history is just average. He's been great last month, but the total history is average, and so they're making offers that reflect the total history, and the Mets are making requests that reflect the last month. So you never know. Push comes to shove at the deadline, things can change. But as of now, that's the most interesting one, and I would say it's probably less than 50-50 that he gets moved. Bautista. He might get moved. Flores, maybe. Mesoraco, I'm not hearing much interest out there.
Why would there be
after August 1st, sorry?
Why would there be? Stinks.
Well, he had a hot start.
Yippee. Listen, they can get a bag of balls for Jose Bautista and Devin Mesoraco. I'm in. I can't be picky.
Yeah, they're not looking for a bag of balls for Jose Bautista.
No, I know.
They want a couple bags.
All right.
For bats, too.
I'll take some bats. Joey Bats
for bats.
All right, John, this was your break. Now you have to go back to work. I appreciate you cutting out some time.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Thank you, man. John Heyman, little trade deadline update as we're 4.5 hours away from the big MLB trade deadline. Keep it right here. We'll keep you posted throughout the day.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.